Hi, my name is Karen Dumia, and welcome to the Fiercely Influencing Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Karen Dumia, and welcome to the Fiercely Podcast. And today we are having one of those conversations that make you feel uncomfortable, but this one should not make you feel uncomfortable, but for some reason it's just uncomfortable. But today we are going, I'm not just going to do this alone, I'm going to do it with my friend over here. It's me. And we're going to be talking about something very precious, something very
interesting,
and to me I think it's also very divine.
That's the word. Something divine.
Okay. Okay. Could you introduce yourself?
Now that we've put a bang on it.
Yes.
My name is Esther Wenjiko Bisheru. I am a poet who is sexually expressive to a high degree. I am not ashamed about this stuff. I'll speak openly about it. And I have acquired an interest in vagina and how we are consciously relating vaginas and the impact that it has the way we relate with our vaginas. So it's something I enjoy talking about endlessly. And thank God Karen here invited me to just talk about vaginas and vagina here. And I'm that girl.
And I'm doing this in night films because
it's at night.
Yeah. Well, basically it is at night. Have you mentioned where a poet?
I don't think you have. I think it's the second sentence. I said, yes, I am a poet.
I can't remember your injury.
Somebody. So yes, indeed, I am a poet. You can follow me on Instagram at Bisheru ___Wanjiku. _ Please do not miss it. I post a lot about vaginas and poetry that's concerned about the divinity of just owning a vagina.
Okay. Whoa, I think I have not met, or I am yet to meet someone who is very, like, you know, passionate about the vagina and just not being shy about it.
If you do, please hook us up.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. You know, I do that a lot. You know, I tell you, oh, check this person up. And I tell you, oh, there's this girl who's just like you.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much looking up into this thing. So,
but yeah. I think today we'll just like we'll not like get straight into the whole divinity.
I mean the whole consciousness, thing.
You know. Mm-hmm. But we'll just start off with the basic things, mm-hmm. like just how do you take care of it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go there into the vagina kind of the whole conversation,
yeah.
I want us to probably sanitize it, because this society has done a very good job
at making sure we're looking at the vagina like it's a dirty thing
and shameful.
Exactly.
And it's not shameful, because it's like any other part of the body, you know,
a little bit more special. Like a whole lot more special.
like a whole level of special.
Yes.
And you see, there's a lot of like insults, mm-hmm. and derogatory phrases that are used, mm-hmm. to demean just the vagina, or I don't know if it's aimed at just the womanhood, yeah. aspect, but just the vagina is just like, you know, there's just, well, they can't even,
yeah. So for us to even begin talking about vagina care, because vagina care involves like an amount of cleaning up, we have to clean up the word vagina
first
and what it means to us,
yeah,
because we are so shy. Saying the word vagina becomes like, did she just say the word vagina out loud?
Are they talking about
Karen Dumia, what are you doing? You're talking vagina.
We don't shout the word vagina.
Exactly. We have been taught to just look at this word as something that's supposed to be indoors. Do not take it out of the house. In fact, you'll find,
yeah.
people who are cleaning their children and will tell their daughters, clean your nunu, clean your dudu. You're not even calling it by the name. So already you're surrounding such an amount of shame
when,
around the vagina, when,
yeah.
it's a special thing. Imagine teaching your daughters how to look at it as something special.
And more often than not, it's usually like able, okay, I'm not saying like you go, of course, exposing yourself,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually something you like. I don't think it's anything you can confidently talk about. Even mm-hmm. vagina, like even just, you see the way we talk about general healthcare,
yeah.
conversations around vagina is just like, you know,
it's like, can you just please don't say the whole word? Can you say lady? Yeah. Can you use, just tone it down a bit? But today, we're reclaiming the word vagina, and we're taking it back, and we're grabbing it by the horns, and we're saying we own vaginas. Let's talk about cleaning our vaginas, and let's not allow people like attaching vaginas to weaklings.
Or even just bad behavior. Yeah, like bad if you're behavior. Just in bad behavior, like, oh, you're such a you know, just those words, like we can't even vocalize them.
Yeah, you're such a huh for doing this. You're such a huh. This is divine. Let's not allow it. Let's not encourage it. Let's not be the ones using these words to describe something beautiful.
Especially that you can't be the woman who uses the same derogatory phrases that people use to, you know, demean woman. And you think you're going to look at it in a divine way, mm-hmm. or like you're even going to take care of it. Because I feel like the first step of vagina care is being able to see it, like to see it as something you need to take care
mm-hmm,
of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just see it as just an insult or a shameful thing,
it's just going to be hidden away like in a drawer. I don't want to interact with that thing. Let it stay in between
and
my
thighs. And you won't take care of yourself.
You won't. Because already you're just looking at it like, I don't want to touch doo-doo, uncomfortable. And all these things.
Yeah. However, lucky for you, we have a very confident ambassador of vagina. And I'm very excited to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, me too.
And I think we should maybe start with, do you have like a special video for your vagina or something?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
So when I'm talking to my vagina, I'll refer to her as a goddess most of the time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And why?
Because I feel like there's so much of God inside there.
But I mean, it's a whole lot of God's creation.
It's a whole lot of
why would it not have the embodiment?
The reason I refer to it as a goddess is, if you look at it, this is, first of all, it's a flower.
It is.
It's an intricate flower, and it's beautiful. And other than being a flower, it can open up to such like big possibilities. It can do so much. Look at the beauty of giving birth. A whole creature pops out of
the whole thing.
Yeah, this pleasure hole. This pleasure hole for so many people. I mean, it's a place that's surrounded with such beauty, but then
The society
into the mind.
And made you feel bad about having it and about owning it.
Yeah, and about owning it.
And you're conditioned to thinking like that when you're insulting someone, somehow I don't like. I'm really not the ambassador. I can't.
Not possible.
For the life of me, I can't. Like, what does that mean? But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Conversation.
However, we have agreed that if you need to take care of your vagina, mm-hmm. let's start with number one. Don't use it in any derogatory.
Yeah, please do not demean your vagina.
Do not.
And don't allow anybody to demean it.
Don't participate in that conversation. Don't be that person.
Do not.
And now we want to make this conversation very inclusive,
mm-hmm.
because I'm sure maybe the first time we just said we're going to talk about vagina,
some guy was like, this is
and a guy was like, pass. No, and if you're a guy and so far you're still listening,
thank you.
This is for you.
Very much for
because
you.
This conversation, sir, it's very inclusive. Because
mm-hmm.
we have the vagina owners,
exactly.
and we have the handlers. Because
exactly.
vagina owners don't just, like, it's not only,
it's, you're not going to be the only one interacting with
you. You're not
vagina.
The only custodian.
Exactly.
At some point in your,
you're going to leave it in someone else's hands.
At some point, yeah. Maybe it's your gyna. Maybe it's your husband.
Yeah.
We don't know, you know? And so we want to make this conversation inclusive,
mm-hmm.
as we talk about vagina care.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe can you tell us, what is the first step of taking care of your vagina?
Okay, so as she said, we have to like talk about who are handling the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person handling the vagina is the vagina carrier, the owner. If you're the one who has the vagina, it's your responsibility to set the bowel cleanliness that you're expecting. And number one, you have to, first of all, know how to take care of it. And how do you take care of your vagina? How do you properly clean your vagina?
Yeah.
And there's been like a lot of people who come up with products to help you at TF, make it smell nice, make it smell like flowers. The vagina is not supposed to smell like air freshener, but a lie. It's allow the vagina to smell
like the vagina. Yeah.
Yeah, allow it to smell like the vagina. And it will always, like what you take in will matter. But also how you treat it physically. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, if you're cleaning it, clean it with just warm water. There's a tendency to want to use soaps and to douche. You don't do that. You just, yeah. you're spoiling your fauna and your flora. Okay, anyway, what's happening when you're using soaps?
Mm-hmm.
There's good bacteria that exists in your vagina. And when you use soap,
which is meant to
is meant to protect you against harmful bacteria. So again, good bacteria that protects you from harmful bacteria. And if you use soap or douche,
it's like you're reducing the environment for the good bacteria.
All the secretions, you're cleaning that up, and that's where all the that's where all the bacteria is at.
Yeah.
So make sure that
you clean it with warm water.
With warm water, and you're cleaning
it's clean water.
Clean water.
No soap.
No soap, please. If you're going to use soap, make it mild.
Yeah.
Avoid products that are on the shelf. These people just it's a business.
Vagina is self-sufficient.
It cleans itself up. Yeah. It doesn't need your help. It's not a damsel in distress. She can handle herself.
She needs quite no properly. Assistance.
She doesn't need assistance. She can clean herself. So what you do with your vulva, the vulva is the outside. What you can actually see with your physical eyes. That's mm-hmm. your vulva, the lips,
yeah.
the labia, minora, majora, the clitoris mm-hmm. and the clitoral hood. That's what you see. And that's what you're going to clean using warm water. Get a special towel for your vagina, just like the way you have one for your face.
I mean, it's a different face down there.
A whole different face. Get
a special towel for
it. Yeah, get a special towel for it and mm-hmm. clean it up. Do not be afraid to like lift your lips and your folds. They are your folds. Love them. Take care of them. Yeah, so as also avoid wearing thongs.
Oh.
Yeah, thongs and anything nylon, anything that is not cotton, darling, it's not gonna go well with
you. And why?
It's because they cause an irritation and because they're not absorbent.
Mm-hmm.
So cotton absorbs any moisture with ease. But then something that's nylon or any of these man-made fabrics,
mm-hmm.
they don't quite absorb secretions properly. So mm-hmm. you find that you have a sweaty area, a soggy area, and who wants that?
I mean, yeah.
I don't think we
and
want
I think
that.
Also, I feel like cotton allows air to...
Yeah, to pass through with ease.
Yeah.
You have to say this. Yes. Also, you can wear white undies if you really want to observe your discharge.
Yeah.
A clear discharge is healthy. White discharge is healthy. But if it starts getting smelly and mm-hmm. has a yellowish color, you might probably have a yeast infection or something and you need to go get checked. So anytime you start observing a change in your discharge, although change in discharge is normal during your menstrual cycle at different times, mm-hmm. when you're ovulating, it's different. All these things, mm-hmm. but when you notice something that's just smelly and funny looking,
yeah.
don't sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you report it. Go to a doctor, go to your gynecologist, get sent.
Don't go to that store that tells you we clean vagina.
No, nobody's cleaning vaginas.
It cleans itself. Well, there's the part where you clean it, but then don't like you see the need to, I don't know, make it smell like strawberries.
Exactly.
The vagina has, like, I feel like we have, I don't know why we feel like you want to go to the extent where you want it to smell like something else. It already has its scent.
I think the idea is we've been brainwashed. We are the ones who are carrying vaginas. But somehow out there, we've been convinced that this is a full smelling area that needs a lot of cleanup. Clean it up. This is a good product. Clean it
Spray
up.
This.
Oh, use this. All of these things might end up disturbing your pH.
Yeah.
And when your pH is disturbed, that's when you start feeling irritated. You can get thrush, you get infections and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want for yourself.
No, that's not what you want.
Yeah.
So that's basically like hygiene practices.
You
and how you mean handle.
Yeah.
It.
Also, when you're shaving, be careful when you're shaving.
Yeah.
Because you do not, I think some of us shave her part. Mm-hmm. You know,
how do you shave?
First of all, if your pubic hair is all grown, try and trim it with a pair, with a small scissors, like a mustache scissors. Like katakata tu kukoju, and then take a warm bath. It's going to soften the hair that remains when you take that warm bath. Then you can apply shaving cream, lather it kabisa vizuri on top of your hairs, and then shave. Do not attempt to dry shave. Please do not. And also, if you have ingrown hairs, do not attempt waxing. It's not going to go well for you.
I can't even feel the pain. I'm just like,
Me, I'm also trying to gather my strength for waxing.
No, but the ingrown is painful.
Yeah, it's painful. Don't try waxing if you have that. Also, like, check the direction that your hair is growing.
It's growing,
and
yeah.
shave towards that direction. Otherwise, you're going to bruise
damage.
Yourself.
You will damage the where the. Okay, so this is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this is the hair roots.
Yes.
So shave away from it, not in its direction. That way, you see, like, you don't want to transfer things into. You see, because when you're shaving the hair off, there's an opening where the hair was growing. So you don't want to deposit.
So you just want to check where the direction from which it's growing.
Yeah.
And then shave. If it goes downwards, go downwards.
Shave that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go
the opposite direction. Yeah.
What a name is care.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's when it comes to you.
That's when you as the
handler.
Owner. No.
Or the owner. Oops.
You're the person it. Who. Yeah, you also handle it. But you as the owner, I feel like hygiene, I think, is just the first and the ultimate.
The ultimate.
You know.
You set the standard with which you want to be treated by any of your sexual partners.
Yeah. So let's talk about where men get involved. Because sometimes we think, oh, vagina, and you think, that's just a woman's problem.
Yeah.
But it's up to a point where you also get involved.
Yeah.
Because she might do all the cleaning, you know, do all those other things.
I mean, if you're in a sexual relationship with someone, you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
You're in it with someone, and
with
this other
partner.
Someone. Yeah. And your partner needs to also be responsible enough to know that I can contract something to my partner. I might give her something with all the bacteria I'm carrying.
Mm-hmm.
I might give her something, and that's why there's a need for men to be involved in this topic. And then guys will go like, me, where am I involved in vagina care? How now? And this is where we are going to tell you, my mans, you need to scrub a dabba dab.
Okay.
Everything.
Use that bathroom. Get in that bathroom.
Scrub a dabba dab.
Scrub. Like, wash yourself.
Because
the man's genitalia, and just like the skin, has a lot of bacteria that can be transferred from skin. Yeah?
Yeah.
And can you imagine all the sweat? Ile tu chafu tu normal, and then this is the bacteria. And for some reason, I don't know why, bacteria on a man's genitals is not active.
Oh yeah, it doesn't affect them. Guess who's gonna affect
you, darling?
My dear lady,
you, darling. Because I just don't understand. That's
it's such an unfair situation that guys can carry so many bacteria that. I mean, you can get to live with your bacteria and they won't affect you. But the minute you just come near me, bro.
Una zi deposit.
Neza bro.
Neza deposit kwa mpesa.
All of them.
Zote.
So, yeah, as a guy, you need to like check the boxes you're wearing. Also, you need some
air
around your scrotums. And, you know, you need some air in there.
Mm-hmm.
And clean everything nicely.
Yeah.
The perineum, don't miss out on anything. In between the balls, wash it all up.
Yeah.
Because you see, you're carrying bacteria that is active in a female. There's some things like HPV that it's a man
it's
who's
a,
carrying
bacteria,
the bacteria.
Yeah. The men
actually
are the
a virus. The men are the carriers.
Of
you
the
get
bacteria.
Yeah.
But then now when it comes into contact with the female genitals, it becomes active. And you're very, very likely to contract the HPV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which eventually, if you're not aware, if you don't do your regular pap smears,
yes.
You're going develops to into
cervical cancer.
Yeah. And it's very.
All from what?
Yeah.
Someone
so
who
very,
did not.
This is very inclusive. Don't just say that's a woman's problem. Mm-hmm. Don't just say that's a woman's conversation.
Yeah.
It is very, very much involving you because. you as well, are like you're a participant.
Is that what you meant to say? I'm just my own name.
I don't even know.
But you are an active participant
in this whole conversation. Yes. And even just taking care of it. So number one, ensure as she is taking care of her hygiene, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you've talked about is the way you what you wear as a guy.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Your boxers, make sure it's something that can access decent. Some air. And please do not repeat boxers. Majama. Do not wear, even girls.
Yeah.
Do not wear underwear that you wore. Undies that you wore, Jenna. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
If it's worn, it's dirty, it needs to go in the laundry. And also when you wash it with soap, make sure you're using mild soap. If you're going to use Kina's fabric softeners.
Yes.
If you're going to use all of these things, make sure you're double not rinse. Overdoing it. Yeah, double rinse. Because mm-hmm. you want a safe environment. Scents disturb these areas.
Yeah.
And another thing for guys,
yeah.
your hands, they need to be cleaned. And besides,
oh yeah, if we're supposed to talk about really good practices on handling a vagina, yes, honestly.
Yes, we need clean hands. Make sure your nails are clean. In gear pocket your cut. Corners and they are cut. You don't want to scratch anybody there. This is soft tissue. Petals, flowers, nice cute flowers. Who wants to destroy nice flowers with nails?
No, not you.
Not you. Darling, it's not you. Your mama raised you better.
So do better. Yeah.
Precise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wash your hands, and 5 seconds of washing hands is not washing hands. You need to wash your hands for
the proper way.
At least 30 seconds.
Not 20.
Not 20.
Not 15.
Not 29.
Not 29 though. Not 29.9.
30 seconds at least.
Yeah.
And you need to get all the areas. Get it all of them. Wash them.
Because we're really trying to take care of this
flower. Yeah. Delicate flower.
Yeah, yeah.
Also strong flower. I mean, it pushes strong, a whole human being. All of us have popped
surely
out of a vagina.
Surely put some respect on its name.
Imagine, all of us have popped out of a vagina.
And I don't know why people just...
And we can't say the word vagina. And you come out of one.
Ah.
Most of you are sleeping inside one. Ay, let me not even.
Don't even go there. So for men, are we done with...
I think for men, we are done.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have all the time
to go through, but generally everything. Also your hygiene really depends. Yeah, really. I mean, the vagina depends on your hygiene
as well as a guy. Please keep your things clean as a guy.
Yeah,
we appreciate clean men. We love clean men. Hola, clean men.
Hola. And the other thing is, I think we've talked about now, like physically.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a thing we were talking about earlier. We were saying, ingest,
but do not insert. Yes. Yeah. We were talking about things like yogurt, is it?
Yes. Don't start putting them.
If they tell you this particular food is good for your vagina, they mean eat.
And there's something you said about 80% of what your vagina is.
Is what you eat, exactly. Drink a lot of water.
Fruits. Vegetables.
Probiotics.
Minerals,
vitamins. If you're taking antibiotics, because antibiotics tend to kill the good bacteria, go get some probiotics. They have nice, I think it contains the same bacteria that yogurt has.
Mm.
Lactobali.
Mm-hmm.
I said it like a Spanish person.
Okay.
Yeah, lactobali, it's a good bacteria for you.
Mm-hmm.
For your vagina.
Okay. The other thing would be, we've talked about just the way your diet.
Mm-hmm.
It basically takes care. And I think, and a lot of water. We said water. Indeed.
Lots and lots and lots of water. Yogurt is really good for you. So consume yogurt anytime you're feeling like you have an upset. You can consume yogurt before you go see your doctor. But then make sure you see your doctor at the end of the day.
But also, there's another thing,
Mm-hmm.
Even as we're saying ingest, there's one thing you should also ingest sparingly, information you find on the internet.
Oh, yes. Always double check information that you get from the internet.
That also is not healthy for your vagina. You come across misleading information,
a lot of
harmful
misleading.
For your vagina.
Yeah, especially anybody who's telling you how to clean it up, steam your vagina.
Douche.
By the way, do not steam your vagina.
Please.
They'll tell you, oh, we have the best herbs that will suck out all the toxins from your uterus.
What toxins?
And I don't know what. The vagina
it
is
will clean self-cleansing. Yes, it will.
It will.
It's powerful like
as
that.
As we've said, she's an independent woman.
Oh!
Even yes. Woman.
Yeah. She's a boss.
She's a boss.
Hmm.
She has it covered.
She does. What do you think? Exhausted everything on.
Mm-hmm. I think let's just leave it with something conscious-ish.
Okay.
So now, generally, for you to be able to keep your vagina clean,
mm-hmm.
your attitude towards your vagina really matters.
Yeah.
Your attitude. Do not allow yourself to be restrained by the constructs of society
mm-hmm.
that will tell you, keep that thing away. Don't allow that. Express yourself. Have a relationship with your vagina. Seek to understand your vagina. Seek to clean it properly. And the better you clean your vagina, the more love you have for your vagina. The more fresh your vagina is,
you feel good about it.
Imagine that feeling that emanates from your root all the way up. Yani, it's just a nice feeling. When that place is just safe, it's like
you just feel good.
Like that time when you wear nice underwear.
Because when again you're in discomfort,
yeah.
you can't do much. You'll just be in discomfort the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think there's one more thing you forgot to say.
Mm-hmm.
Letting it breathe.
Oh,
do not suffocate that baby.
She was meant
the
to
the same way you love breathing, she was breathing. She's
just like a nose, face. Even a bigger one.
But you said it's a face.
Okay.
That's like another new whole style. Just let it breathe.
Yeah.
And if you can, as much as possible, usiku, just don't.
Don't wear anything. And filanga free. Just
let fresh air.
Let it hit you, darling.
Okay, thank you so much for listening today, and thank you so much for having this conversation with me.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome again and again and again.
Be careful who you're inviting. Me and those people.
They're like, hola.
Oh, she said I can come
again and again. Like I thought you said. Anyway, thank you so much. I hope you've learned a thing or two. And if you have these things you wanted to we've demystified for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, be very bold about people not disrespecting the vagina.
Yeah, do not allow it. And keep it clean.
Yeah.
You set the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Set the standards for people who are going to touch it or interact with it. Make sure they also know how to maintain their cleanliness and hygiene.
And I think also, I don't know how common it is
mm-hmm.
for parents to be comfortable to teach their kids these sort of things. You see those things like when you're washing or when you're wiping, do it from front, back.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it when they're younger, even when they're older, it's just like they'll go find information for themselves.
Exactly.
And more often than not, the information is not going to
be right.
Yeah.
So as a parent, don't be the one to spread shame to your children.
Yeah.
Be the one to break that vicious cycle. Be the one to say, it's an end to us hiding the vagina and putting it in a closet. It's time it comes out and we address it as is because it's a beautiful thing. We all come out of when.
Amen.
What would creation be without vagina?
I don't know. There would be none. Anyway, have yourselves a lovely time. For me and Essie,
it's been good.
Oh, and by the way, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. Do subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor, Castbox, and YouTube. Connect with me through Facebook and Instagram because you know what? You're awesome and you were born to win and made to conquer. See you again. No, by the way, bye.